Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gators Breakdown, because there's never a dull moment in Gator Nation.
The Gators Breakdown podcast is ready to go. I'm your host, David Waters. You can find me on social media at GatorDave_SEC. Coming at you with the latest in the transfer portal, all the updates coming at you right here on Gators Breakdown. Kind of introduced it last week as the portal was opening. Only got about a week left in the transfer portal. There are some news. There is some news coming out from. We'll get into some targets that we talked about last week that probably won't be coming to Gainesville, but there is a visitor coming up this weekend, a wide receiver, going to take his visit to Gainesville this weekend. One big position in need in the transfer portal. We'll get into that right here on this episode of Gators Breakdown. So hit that like button, subscribe right here on Gators Breakdown, right here on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. Get those notifications when there's a new Gators Breakdown. If you're watching YouTube, or if you just want to leave a comment on social media, do it there as well. Your support helps Gators Breakdown grow. A lot of back and forth and polls I've been putting up lately on Twitter. Going to carry that into some conversations, some episodes later on. But right now, it is strictly transfer portal. That's what we'll talk about right here on Gators Breakdown. Before we move forward, remember, you can get even more at Gators Breakdown Plus. Link is in the description to join. Extra episodes, the Discord chat, good stuff going on there, of course. Ad-free episodes of Gators Breakdown. And Q&A, newsletter, all that good stuff. Giveaways will be coming up, you know, as the season gets closer, all that good stuff. But, Gators Breakdown Plus starts at $3 a month if you want to help, you know, support what we do here on Gators Breakdown. Then, of course, hey, don't forget, on Tuesday, from Florida Victorious, a live Q&A session for members with the quarterbacks. Graham Mertz, DJ Lagway, that is 8 o'clock on April 23rd, hosted by Chris Doering, a Florida Victorious event. It'll be virtual there. You get to hear from both quarterbacks. Should be an entertaining night. So if you're not a member of Florida Victorious, there's another little benefit for you. Get to hear from the quarterbacks and DJ Lagway. It'd be his. He doesn't get to do the press conferences. You know, Billy Napier doesn't let those true freshmen have those press conferences. So this will be about, you know, if he doesn't do any other media, this might be the last time you hear from DJ Lagway in about a year or so when he's the quarterback taking over if everything works out the right way. So if you want to hear from DJ Lagway, what he learned this spring, what he learned from Graham Mertz, if you want to hear from Graham Mertz of, you know, how far the spring has went for him, just really good stuff should be in this Q&A session. Join Florida Victorious. Link is in the description to join that too. If you haven't yet. Oh, yeah. And with that, of course, if you want a better deal, you get 20% off with your first month using promo code GatorsBD. If you want access to that interview, you get a discount. You get 20% off that first month using promo code GatorsBD. All right, let's go to the crazy, crazy world of transfer portal. Overall, this spring probably hasn't been as crazy as maybe some thought out there. You know, not a ton of big names, not a ton of starters, no teams really getting decimated like there was some thought that it would be that. But, you know, this is like the second or third, definitely second consecutive year that this spring portal window was supposed to be crazy. There's supposed to be all these options, and it just doesn't turn out that way, whether it be NIL at these schools standing up and making sure they don't lose guys, or maybe it was just never going to be that way in the first place. But still some names, still some targets out there. Your defensive tackles position, Florida, you know, not going to hit, of course. But there's a lot of good defensive tackles in the transfer portal. But, you know, for Florida, goes back to last week, Manny Nunnery entering the transfer portal there for him. So, you know, that brought up the conversation, you know, of course, with the transfer portal open. What are Florida's needs? You lose one, Manny Nunnery, that got Florida to 85. We'll get into what the number situation looks like now with a reclassification. Can't forget about that as well, but we'll get into that. You know, the portal needs for the Gators, for me, I think, you know, proven instant contributors at wide receiver or tight end, interior of the offensive line, defensive end slash edge rusher. It's got to get, you know, I'd like another proven pass rusher. Don't stretch. If you can't get somebody proven, don't go stretch it out and go reach. The staff's not going to do that. We'll get into that in just a second. But for all these positions, wide receiver, tight end, offensive line, defensive end, edge, you know, ideally a proven instant contributor. So the portal is open right now, still until Tuesday, April 30th. Players must be in by then. They don't have to pick their teams by April 30th. Of course, you want to get this done as soon as possible, but they need to be in the portal by April 30th, next Tuesday. So let's get into what has happened to Florida's roster the last few days. Air Force tight end Caleb Rios has announced his intentions to go to Florida as a preferred walk-on at the tight end spot. You know, given Air Force's offensive style, there aren't many opportunities to catch a pass. They attempted only 105 passes last season. Last season, Rios caught 8 passes for 97 yards, and his 14 targets, that was second on the team for Air Force. So, of course, primarily a blocking option at the tight end in that offense. He's shown potential as a pass catcher, but given that offense that he was playing in, he's going to be more known as a blocking tight end. Somebody to help Hayden Hansen out a bit. You know, we'll get into that. Maybe just how much this year, but 6'6", weighing 255 pounds. He'd be the second largest tight end on Florida's roster behind Hayden Hansen. But the plan for Rios is to play in 4 games and redshirt this coming season. Remember, he's a preferred walk-on. So 4 games, redshirt this coming season so he doesn't lose a year, and then follow it up with a scholarship in the 2025 season. So you get a tight end. Only desperation would probably make it where you play him more than 4 games this year. So Hayden Hansen needs to stay healthy. Of course, you got Livingston coming in, Amir coming in more for the Arliss Boardingham receiving type, you know, tight end slash wide receiver, but need more of that blocking presence there. But if the plan, if this is the plan, you only get him for 4 games, and we'll see what happens there. So most of it is Hayden Hansen staying healthy. Now, tight end was a position that we brought up right here. I don't think a desperate need, but that means Florida has to stay healthy. Hansen and Boardingham don't need to miss any games. Run on a lot of 2 tight end sets, of course. They're going to be in the game a lot. But they need, if those guys stay healthy, Florida's fine. It's just for tight end, if somebody gets hurt, one of those 2 guys gets hurt, you know, you're expecting Amir to come in right away and make up for Arliss Boardingham if he has to go down for an extended period of time. As far as the receiving threat at tight end goes, you know, we'll see. But ideally, of course, we all want to stay healthy at every position. But for the tight end position, those guys need to stay healthy. Keon Zipper, I don't know what you're going to get out of him. You know, following this injury that he's just kind of had issues coming back from. So the tight end spot adds one body here in Rios, but don't expect much if the plan, you know, if it goes all according to plan. All right, let's go along the offensive line, but we're going to go back a little bit. It affects the transfer portal, and I'll tell you how in just a second, but it was a reclassification. Jacksonville offensive lineman Enoch Wangoy has reclassified from the class of 2025 to the class of 2024. He will now join the Gators in May. 6'4", 314 pounds. Of course, he originally committed to the Gators back in March and slots to play tackle for the Gators. He is certainly a raw player. Came to America to play basketball, not football, but found his way to the football field last season for the first time. So the ceiling, the potential is high from those inside the building, and now he gets a jump start on his college career. He's going to be developing at the college level, not the high school level. Only played one season of high school, and he's already reclassifying. So he's going to miss some college reps. This is not a guy, or he's going to miss some high school reps. This is not a guy, even with that size, that is going to come in and play right away, be a contributor right away. Not someone I'd expect to contribute this season much at all, given the inexperience. So this reclassification has apparently been in the works for a while. He will now join fellow offensive lineman Marcus Mascall, linebacker Aaron Childs, then, of course, tight end Amir Jackson from the class of 2024. Those guys will come in May. It looked like it was just going to be three. Like it was just going to be Mascall, Childs, and Jackson. But now, Wangoy is going to come in as a reclassified from 25 to 24. So, let's go back to the portal. With this latest move of Wangoy reclassifying, and the Gators are now one over the scholarship limit. They're at 86. When the rest of the 24 class gets in, those guys I just mentioned, that's going to sit Florida at 86. So it's going to be tough to add anymore through the transfer portal. Now, of course, a few players could leave once they graduate in May. So being over right now may not matter. But from my understanding, there's no more room along the offensive line. So that brings up a name I brought up last week. USC offensive lineman Jason Zandamella. Likely doesn't happen. The former four-star recruit, interior offensive lineman, top 150 recruit. He's got 4 years of eligibility remaining. His name was mainly brought up on three last week. Steve Wilfong tweeted, Florida State, Miami, and Georgia became schools to keep an eye on because Zandamella told Wilfong he wants to be closer to Clearwater and closer to home. So interesting how the reclassification turns out because puts Florida back over the scholarship limit right now. And either way, I just told you, about Zandamella. He wasn't an instant contributor either along the offensive line. Now, he has 1 year of college football at USC, but it's not like he would come in and instantly contribute either. So weigh that how you want. Of course, Wangoy coming in, they thought he was underrated as a prospect, given his size, given his athleticism. So he comes in early. But for now, along the offensive line, we were looking at that, maybe a contributor. But the way it played out and the one target we were hearing about, you really weren't going to get an instant contributor anyway. So maybe they're happy with what they have up front. Maybe the staff is happy with what they have up front right now along the offensive line. We'll see if anything else happens. But the way it stands right now, the way it looks right now, this is the way it's probably going to play out. Wangoy comes in, reclassifies, doesn't make much room along the offensive line.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So, where will Florida look to possibly add? If they're going to add in the transfer portal, I think you have to go to the wide receiver spot. I already said, right now there's no room, but maybe some graduations in May open up some spots that we're just not seeing right now. Florida's still looking to add a wide receiver, and we know that because there's a visitor this weekend. You know, so it's safe to assume there can be some departures. Just not sure who. So let's go back last week. And the wide receivers mentioned here on Gators Breakdown. The name that has been attached the most, that's former Colorado State wideout Justice Ross Simmons. Visited Syracuse this past weekend with no commitment, and that opens up the door, and it's now confirmed that he will visit Gainesville this weekend. Rising junior made 71 catches for 1,148 yards and 6 touchdowns over the last 2 years, including 45 receptions, 724 yards, with 3 touchdowns last season. He was a starter as a freshman for the Rams, hauled in 26 passes, 424 yards, and 3 scores as a freshman. Ross Simmons will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. Of course, if Colorado State, there is a connection there for Florida. Clay Millen, the backup quarterback for the Gators, played alongside Ross Simmons the last couple years at Colorado State, so there's a connection there. USC, Michigan State were also trying to get into the mix. Florida needs to shut this one down this weekend. Bringing him in, looks like the only transfer portal visit so far that we've heard about. Plays on the outside where Florida needs some help at the receiver spot. Brings good hands, creates separation, brings physicality, run after the catchability to that spot along the offensive, along the wide receiver room. Need that outside to help Trey Wilson. Gives him another weapon, but, you know, there we go. Now, we were hearing about some other wide receivers. Does it sound like, you know, my top option at wide receiver was Penn State's receiver, Keandre Lambert-Smith. Not going to be an option, it doesn't look like. He was in College Station to visit Texas A&M this past weekend. May visit USC, Colorado, Auburn going forward. Lambert-Smith was a prolific receiver at Penn State. I mean, across the last 4 seasons, 126 receptions, about 1,700 yards, 11 touchdowns, led the team in receiving for Penn State more than 200 yards over the other guy, or over their next wide receiver. So, you know, he had a career high 673 yards on 53 catches and 4 touchdowns. He was my top option there, but it was like Florida really couldn't get into the mix. Another option, Justice Ross Simmons is, if Florida's going to bring in a receiver, is more than likely going to be the guy. But I had to bring up, of course, since we brought it up last week, you know, what Keandre Lambert-Smith looks like. Brought up some other names, of course, too. Houston wide receiver Sam Brown, he's reportedly scheduling a visit to Texas A&M, Miami, and LSU. That was first reported by Pete Nakos of On3. 62 catches, 815 yards, 3 touchdowns last season. Also led the team in yards per game at 67, or about 68 yards a game. Honorable mention, all Big 12 there from Houston, ranking number 6 in Big 12 in receptions. According to the On3 industry rankings, Brown is the number 2 available wide receiver in the transfer portal, only trailing Penn State wide receiver Keandre Lambert-Smith in the rankings. So there are some top-level receivers, or top available receivers here in the transfer portal. But Florida not looking to go that route there. One more that garnered some interest, Arizona State wide receiver Elijah Badger. He entered the portal back on Friday evening. 65 catches, 713 yards, 3 touchdowns for the Sun Devils. Came out, standout performance against Colorado this past year. 12 catches, 134 yards. He had, in 2022, a stronger season. He had 70 catches in 2022 for 866 yards and 7 touchdowns. So there was another receiver that was kind of garnering some interest there for 6'2", 190 pounds. But he had a total of 135 catches, about 1,600 yards, 10 touchdowns over the past 2 seasons. And look at Arizona State, and they rotated through about 5 quarterbacks the last couple of seasons. So, you know, Badger was still being able to put good numbers up no matter who the quarterback was. at Arizona State right there. Of course, you know, now going to the Big 12. So pretty interesting you got to get used to that. But looks like he'll be leaving Arizona State. But for Florida, the plan's pretty close or pretty confirmed here. Justice Ross Simmons are probably nobody at the receiver spot. Unless you get in late for one of these other guys, that's why I bring them up. That for whatever reason doesn't work out with Justice Ross Simmons, keep these other names in mind. Maybe something changes. Not hearing much on any of the other ones in Florida, but maybe desperation, maybe a change of plans, who knows. But those are the ones that are near the top of the transfer portal rankings. And then let's go back to another player last week. Brought up edge defensive end as an option. Florida could bring somebody in. He was my top overall player in the portal, given what I saw. Deion Hayes from Pitt, he committed to Colorado. 45 tackles, a team high, 10 and a half tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 4 pass breakups, forced fumble last season. I mean, for his career, he had 81 total tackles, 13 sacks, 26 and a half tackles for loss. I mean, you go look at the film, he plays the run very well. He cuts off the edge, plays assignment football, gets into the backfield with aggression, shows nice push and hand work. I mean, he explained his decision to enter the transfer portal, and he pointed to Pitt's window that he was there. Quote, "It's just that I don't believe we can win now," he told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Christopher Carter. "I believe we were going to win games, but believe we are in a developmental stage, and I just can't do that right now," end the quote. Kind of funny that he says that and then goes to Colorado. I don't see Colorado a for sure winner. He doesn't make them that much better. Now, granted, I could say the same for Florida, I guess, but you're in the SEC, a lot bigger ball games. And I mean, I think Florida's closer than Colorado. So I'll stand by that. I don't care what Deion did last year and what it looks like and what they've done in the portal so far. But either way, just take Florida out of the equation. Given that, well, we're at a developmental stage at Pitt. I don't think we're going to win as much as I want to. That's the same situation at Colorado, in my opinion. So don't necessarily... I don't buy what he was saying about Pitt. Of course, Colorado comes up and everybody automatically thinks NIL, but pair that with the quote that he had, and NIL seems pretty apparent to me. Look, no problem with guys making as much money as they can, but don't use the excuse of, well, I don't think, you know, this is a developmental year at Pitt, that we were in a strange place, wasn't going to win many ball games. You may not win many ball games at Colorado either. So the reason for leaving Pitt wasn't all to do about winning and losing ball games. It was about going and getting some of that NIL money as well. So to wrap this up, the Gators don't seem to be making many moves in the spring transfer portal. You know, there's a few players who, you know, could Florida be aggressive here? You know, there are more aggressive. A few players on the roster that haven't contributed so far under Napier. They've been on the roster since he's been here. But there's a few players that haven't contributed. We don't think will contribute coming up much this year. Now, as I said, maybe in May, some of those guys graduate and move on, opening up some spots. But doesn't mean Florida's going to be aggressive in the next week or so in the transfer portal. You know, some of those guys could potentially be asked to leave, but I think we would have heard about it by now. You know, but the way to approach that, forcing guys to leave, that's not the preferred approach by Napier's staff. So Napier appears to be satisfied with how he has built the roster so far for the most part, which could explain the lack of movement. So whether this approach or that approach is right or wrong, Napier's certainly doing things his way. We'll see if any moves are made in the future. But, you know, as far as proven instant contributors at some of these positions we just went over, wide receiver, I think for the absolute need of a position, there's some names there. Looks like Florida's getting one in this weekend. Hopefully they close the book on that one. I gave you a portal defensive end edge rusher that I would have loved to have. would have been an instant contributor in that room. And look, I like what Florida has as young players in that TJ Searcy, LJ McCray, you know, Justice Boone, not necessarily young, but still didn't play last year, so doesn't have a ton of snaps behind him. But you got a Tyreek Sapp there as well. Man, I like the potential of Florida's pass rush, but, man, Hayes was just he was my top player in the portal, completely stood out, completely dominated in games there at Pitt. Would have been proven playmaker, step on the field, day one, he's your best pass rusher. Doesn't mean that Florida doesn't have – I think they – probably through spring practice, like what they had, George Gums, and they like the potential there of him. Quincy Ivory. Now, there's two names you wouldn't necessarily expect to be proven game in and game out pass rushers. We'll see there, but staff likes where they're at. Maybe LJ McCray came along further and faster than they thought he would in this spring. Apparently, you know, I mean, eventually you would love for him to be at that level. Will he be at that level as a freshman? I don't know. But, you know, offensive line, not sure there were many instant contributors this go around in the portal. So bringing one in, reclassifying, maybe messes with your numbers a little bit, but apparently was in the plans for a little while. So there you go. Getting you caught up on some of the latest transfer portal, some of the latest roster moves from Florida. But we'll be here. Hopefully, if there's any more news through the transfer portal, we'll be here all week right here on Gators Breakdown. If there's anything worth putting out there, just kind of giving you some updates from the guys we brought up last week, where Florida may look for their wide receiver, and then where some of the other portal targets we're taking their services. So there we go. Going to maybe try later this week updates, just general recruiting for the class of 2025. Take a look at some positions, some storylines that are going on there. NFL draft this week there. Shouldn't be much action for Florida. Ricky Pearsall, of course. Hopefully he goes pretty high, but there we go. There we go. This won't be the only episode this week. You know, we'll figure out what we're doing later. Mostly, probably, class of 2025 update as well, as we kind of didn't do much through spring practice there. Time to get caught back up there. But, of course, let's get through this transfer portal. About a week of it left right here. So that'll do it for this episode of Gators Breakdown. I am your host, David Waters. You can find me on social media at GatorDave_SEC. Guys and girls out there, thank you for joining me on this episode of Gators Breakdown.